And another big merger announced today. General Electric and Baker Hughes are moving to combine their oil and gas businesses. Oh, also, CenturyLink says it will buy Level 3 Communications and create a bigger telecommunications internet service provider. What's with all the mergers? The Associated Press says U.S. firms are cutting merger deals at a record pace, $251 billion in worth this month alone, according to the tracker DealLogic. That's passing last year's July record of $240 billion. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News. She hosts Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's first take a look at these two mergers, then we'll go wider. But the oil and gas market, they've been battered lately. So what do you make of the GE Baker Hughes merger? What does it do for the two companies?
Well, I think for GE, it's a great bet on the eventual recovery on the oil and gas industry. You know, you're basically able to buy Baker Hughes at, I wouldn't say $30 billion is a bargain basement price, but obviously since the sector has been depleted, then you at least have a shot at buying the lows and of this cycle. Mm-hmm. And it's really an interesting way to play the recovery without, say, putting a huge bet on the oil and gas futures markets.
Right. Well, Baker Hughes had been trying to merge with Halliburton, and that deal fell apart because of a regulatory fight with the federal government. So is there reason to believe the merger with GE will work?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a slightly different deal here because GE is really putting itself in a place to provide equipment and services to oils and rigs, which they have. So this big industrial company, also kind of interesting in the GE story, which is, you know, that they really went and shed a lot of their non-core businesses like GE Capital. And really, this is a big indication that they're shifting to their industrial base. So, I mean, look, I don't know. Everything has under regulatory scrutiny. This one, to me, seems a little bit more reasonable in terms of passing muster with the regulators.
And then you've got this Level 3 CenturyLink deal. A lot of parts of the country haven't even heard of these companies, but they say they want to have the biggest telecommunications internet service provider.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of wild because, as you said, it's like sort of two under-the-radar companies, and yet it's about a $25 billion marriage. So, so Level 3 is one of those companies that's sort of not the actual phone company, but the pipes of the telecommunications firms. Mm-hmm. And CenturyLink runs these, you know, very sort of outside of the mainstream rural local phone services. And so I think that this is kind of interesting. They're going to look to see if the combination makes them more able to really manage the much more competitive landscape as these big companies come online.
But why is all of this happening, all these mergers, right before an election?
Yeah, I think that there's two big reasons. One is these mergers are occurring, a lot of them with debt, and really the ability to borrow money is really easy right now, and rates are really low. And so now you're doing these fantastic deals at what essentially is kind of like rock-bottom interest rates. So that's one thing. The other thing is there's a very quick way to boost your sales and profit and grow your market share at a time where the economy's not growing by that much. So what are you telling the market? We may not be able to grow organically, but we found a company that will make these numbers look better. Just a reminder, these deals are not usually very friendly to the consumer at the end of the day, but they are usually quite friendly to the shareholders.
Well, and the federal government under the Obama administration has opposed some of these high-profile deals. Interesting to see what happens under whatever the potential administrations are. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.